Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Pamela Springer being back on the show. Pam is a good friend of ours. She's the president and CEO of Manta, an organization that I've been telling you about for a long time and have been a partner with them for quite some time, helping you, small business owners, helping them in their work and them helping me in mine. We put our forces together to do more things for you guys. And she's the 2011 Ernst Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award winner in the technology category for the Ohio area. She's a great corporate leader and a great friend of small business, Pam Springer. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Pam, one of the things that you guys have gotten really good at is helping small business owners do the practical conversion from the traditional marketplace to the digital marketplace, especially in the area of social media. And I say conversion, I don't mean to say flip a switch and go from one to the other. It's not either or, it's both and, isn't it?
Yes, it is both and. But you don't have to, on the social media area, try to spray and figure this all at once. So doing it slowly, methodically, while you're participating online with a website or something like that, hopefully it is both and. And, kind of the crawl, walk, run methodology is fine.
I'm glad you said that, because that's the thing that I worry about small business. You know, you and I know a lot of talking head small business experts and folks who make their living with this, and they hear folks like us talking about it, and they're running a Main Street business, and they're saying, oh, I don't know anything about that. I'm so far behind. How do I make it work for me? Well, you know, you're not supposed to conquer this all at once, right? I mean, just take it one little baby step at a time, like you said.
Yeah, and you know, you realize there are some social media sites out there that have your potential customers. Figure out first which ones those are, and then focus your message there first, if you even have time to participate.
Right.
Worst case, just watch, right? Just watch for a while to kind of get the rhythm.
I like what you said, because, I wrote something about this a while back, Pam. I said, don't worry about it. Just go hang out at these places. Go get a username and a password. Go hang out. Spend a little time there. Put your training wheels on just to see how this universe, this part, this new marketplace dynamic, just to kind of see how it works. And don't have any big expectations at first, right? Just see how it works.
And you know, as you visit these sites, Jim, ask, you know, you can all of a sudden think about maybe some questions or providing helpful answers, which all of a sudden shows your expertise,
right. You know,
and that's already a good use of quote-unquote social media time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can even visit social media, like for your industries, if there are a few websites that might have some, you know, social media activities going on, first go to those. Go to, you know, if you see things on Facebook, that's fine, but more likely for your industry, there might be some websites that have social media activities.
Right.
Go there. Go ask some questions or provide some helpful answers.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I remember, Pam, and I know you do too, back in the 90s when we were really starting to do the Internet, you know, getting it ramped up. You know, people didn't exactly know what to do with websites, I mean, for in those days, for goodness sakes. I mean, I know that sounds silly to the young people today, but people were wasting a lot of time just surfing around on websites in those days. And people were wondering, is this going to last? This is like a fad, right? Well, we finally wound up learning how to make a website a tool for a business. The same thing's going to be with social media, isn't it?
Yeah, and eventually you'll be able to articulate what you say. This is my social media plan. But, you know, these things are free. But I'll tell you what, they're not cheap, because they can suck up a lot of your time if you're not careful, or if you don't have a plan in terms of putting a social media marketing plan together. Ask yourself, you know, asking yourself whether you hope, what do you want to get out of the social media plan? How do you want to get there? How much time, how many resources can you put into this?
Mm-hmm.
And once you have a plan, you can start to focus on, you know, okay, accomplishments, maybe, you know, daily, weekly, monthly kind of accomplishments.
Well, one of the things that I like doing, and I, maybe we can talk about this a little bit more in the next segment, Pam, is thinking of your social media activity not as social media. And in fact, as Pam, as I've said many times, I don't even like that term for business. But think of it in terms of growing a customer community. That's the way I like to think about social media for small business. Pam, give us your website before we go to the break.
Great, Manta. It's www.manta.com.
Manta.com, folks. Check it out. A lot of good stuff there. Go there and create your own profile there on Manta. 20 till right back with Pam Springer. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
On the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.